Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. And Lord, bless the nation and bless the presidents. And Lord, just bless, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And bless the bereavement this morning, Lord Jesus, from everywhere, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Lord, touch my pink eye that I have this morning, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just touch this pink eye, Lord Jesus, because it's contagious, and I can't hardly open up my eyes, but I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
you,
and we just giving you the praise. Hallelujah. We can't praise you enough, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You're just so good. You're just so good. You keep on blessing us, Lord. You keep on blessing our children and grandchildren, Lord. We just want to thank you. I can't do nothing this morning but thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm glad, Lord Jesus, that you came into my life. Hallelujah. And saved me, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. These many blessings we ask in Son Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
My God.
Thank you,
all right, let's go to Chicago. Anybody from Chicago, can you pray for us this morning? The line is open to you. Amen. Thank you. Anybody?
Gracious God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. Thank you for your many, many blessings. Thank you for how you woke us up in our right mind with a mind to wholly follow you. Thank you for your goodness and your kindness and your tender mercies. God, we're asking you to look on the sick and afflicted tonight, today. Bless them, God. Give them peace. God, I thank you for peace of mind. Thank you for a mind to walk upright before you. Thank you for coming into my life and saving me and letting me know that it's a better way. And I thank God for this way of holiness. Thank him for a mind to walk upright before you. God, I thank you for this prayer land, for how it's such an inspiration to us every morning to get up and to thank God for his many, many blessings. God, I thank you. Thank you for opening doors, making ways. Thank you for supplying all of my needs. I thank you for blessing my coming in. None like you today, Lord. Wash us over again today, God. Take away everything that's not like you. God, I want to be in your perfect will today and every day. Keep us in your perfect will. Look on this prayer line, God. Let it continue to be an anointed land. Let men and women come on and say, what shall I do to be saved? And God, help us to give them what to do to be saved. God, we don't want to run this race in vain, but we want to let the people know that it's still holiness or hell and that you are able to keep us. God, I thank you for being able to keep what I have committed to you until that day. And we thank you today. Thank you for Dr. Johnson and his family. God, I thank you for his patience. Thank you for his perseverance. I just thank you today, Lord. God, look on our mother to the nation. Look on everyone that's on the prayer line today, Lord. And the ones that weren't able to get on the prayer line, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless our nation. God, I thank you for the gathering that you're giving, for the ministers and the different preachers and the different ones. To pray that God turn things around. I know you're able today, God. You did it for Abraham, and you're able to do it for us. God, do it for your people today in the name of Jesus. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, and the glory and the honor shall be thine. In Jesus' name, thank the Lord. Amen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Both prayers. Thank you. And, Father, we just add to this and thank you. We ask that you would take over this morning. Amen. Oh, God, when you take over people who are sick.
This call is being recorded.
When you take over, people who are down will be raised, and those who are unsaved will be saved. Thank you, God, for all that you've done in prior days, and for those who have come this morning, bless them. In the name of Jesus, you are the blesser. Lord, remember how you blessed all these days on this prayer line, all the things that you've done. We just praise you. You've healed the sick. You've helped the down. You've saved. The Holy Ghost has been taught. Just so many things have been done on this prayer line. And now, Lord, I pray that you take it up in the name of Jesus to new heights, to new realms in Jesus' name. We'll give you the glory. We want to meet. We want to reach more people. Thank you. Thank you for what you've done for the 100 million that we are here, for the 100 different nations. But God, you can do more than that. And we have faith to believe you for far above where we are now, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you again for all the things that you've done. We give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. Wow. It's such a privilege to know that the Lord is present and that God hears our prayers. Amen. Thank you for praying again. We appreciate it so very much. Linda Forshee, Ambassador, and Ambassador Mother Digby, thank you all for praying this morning. We're going to know that God is he's always never sleeping, never slumbering. He's always awake. And when we call him, he does. And we just bless him. Now, I want to just say good morning to y'all, everybody who realizes that God has been good to you. Come on, wake up here, and we're speaking to one another. We'll help us one to another. And I just want to speak to you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
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 Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. What a wonderful privilege just to know that the saints are in the room. When the saints are in the room and God is moving through the saints, something happens. And I just want to thank you for being awake this morning. Thank God. Y'all didn't do like they did. You know, can you sleep? Can you pray with me 1 hour? Y'all are here. Amen. And if you realize the Lord woke you up, if you realize that he woke you up this morning, and has started you on your way, you owe him at least a good morning to him. Don't let him come in your room without acting like he's there and that you are speaking to him. Let's say good morning to the Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
Good
morning, Lord.
Amen. Let's thank him at least a couple minutes here this morning. Come on, open your mouth and don't give him a soft phrase like thank you, thank you. Come on, let's praise him and act like we're not ashamed of the Lord. Thank you for how you've been so good, God.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Thank you, 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 Mother.
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Jackson from East Baptist, Indiana. And I just thank you, please, God, to allow me to get a lot of feedback. What's going on? Hello?
Yes, ma'am, we hear you. Go ahead.
I just thank you, praise God, for being on the prayer line. You know, you can be missed. I miss you all from the prayers of the righteous as dead as much. And I tell you, the prayers are not coming through. You look like something happened. But I thank you, praise God, that I'm back on the prayer line again. I thank you, praise God, for Dr. Johnson. I thank you, praise God, for First Lady. I just thank you, praise God, for all of you all. I just thank you, praise God, for health and strength. Allow me to wake up out of a sleep and start me on my way. I just thank you because truly, God is good and his endurance forever. Now, is there anyone else like to give God some praise? The line is open.
This is Sister Linda from Salt Lake City, Utah. And I just want to thank the Lord for letting me see another day that wasn't promised to me. And I just want to sing this little song. Good morning, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Nice having you here by your jaw bells whenever you're near.
Oh, thank you.
There goes my burden. There goes my fear. Good morning, Jesus. Nice having you here. And that's my testimony.
Amen.
Always good to have Jesus on your side.
Yes, ma'am.
One for Jesus, what would we do?
Yeah.
Nothing we could do. Thank God for you.
Yes, indeed. First, giving on to my Heavenly Father, to my pastor. This is Sister Coleman at 913. And I just thank God for being here this morning. I thank God for that song because I was laying here with it in my soul. I was like, Lord, I'd like to hear that song. And God gives you just what you need. And I just like to thank you for singing that song because it was laying here in my spirit. And I ask each and every one of you to pray much for me that I stay in the will of the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Go ahead, Mother.
Hello?
Yes,
maybe
we hear you, Mother. Go ahead.
Yet.
Right. Do we have another praise report?
Good morning. 913 and Bathory Lake, Sheila Brown from Kansas City, Kansas. I, too, would like to thank the Lord for being faithful when I'm not faithful. Thank the Lord for everything. Thank the Lord, like the sister said, today was not promised to me. And I thank the Lord for thinking enough of me to stop by here and wake me up this morning. And I just know I better testify while I have the chance to testify of his goodness. And I just thank him for everything. And apart from him, I truly know I can do nothing but fail. But through him, all things are possible. And I do thank and praise him. Praise God for his darling son. Praise the Lord for his innocent blood that was shed before Calvary's cross. Thank the Lord that he hung, he bled, he got whipped, he died, and I just thank him for all his suffering that he did for me, with me and mine. And I thank the Lord he stayed on Calvary's cross and he did not come down to the perfect plan, to the plan went forth, the plan of his Father. I just thank the Lord for the strength that he gave his son on the cross to endure the pain, to endure the shame. And I just thank him he never opened up his mouth. And I praise his holy name for that. And I just thank him today. And God bless you.
Amen. I just like to say thank Dr. Johnson for using the saints on the prayer line. A lot of times you don't be used. Sometimes you don't be used in your own church. But I thank and praise God for a chance to say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the whole world today because God is good. You know, like people sometimes they look over you, but maybe it's not so. But I just thank you, praise God, for prayer life that you can talk about Jesus, that you can stay, that you can do all the things that the Lord wants us to do. Together we stand, divided we fall. I just thank you, praise God, for his goodness.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
All right, let's take a couple more praise reports, and then I'm going to go to...
God bless you.
Mother Britt. Take that phone, Mother Britt.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you now. Go ahead. Oh, then you went back. Hey, man, strain y'all's ears a little bit. Let's hear it. Mother, shake that phone a little bit more, Mother. Take it and hit it.
Let me try another way. Hold on.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
yes.
Now,
is that better?
Yes, ma'am.
Better. Okay, and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. I do thank God and praise God this morning for being on the prayer line. I thank God for Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and everyone on here, the mothers of the nation, and all the saints, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I'm still able to get on the prayer line. And I shall thank God for his many blessings. He brought me through the storm, and I'm here alive to give him praise. And I just thank God. Thank God for all y'all, for your prayers and for your love. And I just want y'all to keep me lifted up, and I'll be a blessing to whoever I come in contact with. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Well, I haven't heard a mother of the nation this morning. I hope she's all right, because I ain't talked to her.
Oh, I've been here. I've talked so much, I'm on recess. Amen. Praise the Lord. I've been on Mother Johnson. I've been on morning and night. I've been talking so much, I'm letting somebody else speak.
All right.
God bless you for thinking about me. Mother of the Nation is here in full force. Amen. Praise the Lord.
I just wish I could have everybody's phone number. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but I wish I could have it.
Amen.
All right.
Do you want to pay the bill? praise the Lord. We're going to get there, Mother. You're welcome to have mine. I'll call you. I have your number. I'll call you.
Well, call me. What kind of bill are you talking about? Oh, y'all
my telephone. You want our telephone number so you can pay our telephone bill.
Oh, well, I don't have to pay. I got my phone is like toll free. I don't have to pay nothing.
All right, Mother. I'm gonna put it back to Ambassador Johnson.
God bless all of y'all. Y'all are some funny mothers, I tell you. God.
I love y'all.
Well, we need that. Man, thank God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mother Johnson, you cracked me up. This is Pastor Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I love to hear your voice. I just want to give my praise report in that it's a terrific Tuesday, and I am thanking God for always coming through for the Gray family, and I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing on this praise line. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't have a bad praise report. I am much grateful for what God is doing for the praise and what he is doing for the first fruit prayer line. He is spreading it abroad far, far, far. And I want to give a shout-out to Sister Jolene Garnett. She called me on Sunday, and I thank God for people thinking about you. God bless y'all, and much, much love from Kansas City, Missouri. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby from Richland Park, Illinois. I want to give honor to God, to Dr. Johnson, to the Mother of the Nation, and to the leader of the praise reports. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I want to say on Sunday morning, I always start waking up maybe about 5 o'clock. But I woke up early, and I get up at 6 o'clock to pray. And I thank and praise the Lord. My son got up, and I thought he was doing all right. And when he got in the shower, he called, and I knew he needed help, so I had to help him get out of the shower and everything, and then he had to lay down for a while. And I thought we wouldn't be able to make it to church, but he got better, and we went to church, and at church he had a couple of more attacks. But I'm not discouraged. I'm encouraged because I want to stay focused because I know what the Lord has. When the Lord is going to do something, sometimes the devil try to get in there and make you doubt. But I'm not doubting, and I'm not living in fear. I'm just living in the will of God, and I thank and praise the Lord for how he blessed us to have a good service on Sunday with Men's Day, and my sons were able to be in Men's Day, and they enjoy Men's Day, and we just had a good speaker. And I want to say on Saturday we had a beautiful day because the young people at our church, they like to take the seniors out every now and then, so they took us to Sherrillville, Indiana, to some kind of shrine. And it was just beautiful. And then we went out to lunch and just had a beautiful day. And I thank the Lord for all of his goodness, how he keeps my heart and my mind encouraged. And I thank him for this prayer line. I thank him for each and every one of you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
One more, Mother.
This is Sister Lucille. This is Sister Lucille. And I want to first give honor to God. All the saints on this prayer line, I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for all that he has done for me. I thank the Lord for my children. This prayer line, I just don't know what I would do without this prayer line in the name of Jesus. I thank the Lord for it every day, and I thank the Lord for the blog line on last night. I really got a lot out of it, and I want the saints to continue to keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Now, y'all see, when y'all, like Sister Lucille and others on here, and y'all say something about this prayer line, Lord, you do y'all see why the devil tried to cut us off completely? Y'all make the enemy so mad. He's mad because God's getting so much glory and praise. And this prayer line has been used to bring him praise. So you can imagine why the enemy is so angry and trying his best to cut this prayer line out because of things like that y'all say. Amen. Well, thank God for the prayer line, but we certainly give God all the glory. Amen. God can handle that devil. And we bind him on earth in the name of Jesus. But you understand now why the enemy would try to cut this prayer line off, doesn't want it, and even make some of the saints angry about certain things. But thank God for you, and we just trying our best to continue on. Last night, about three nights ago, we celebrated on the blog line 1,000 nights of thanking the Lord. 1,000 nights. A praise goes right there, somebody. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a little text from President Obama. Amen. And he was recognizing that we had getting 1,000 nights of broadcasting and congratulating us. And so I'm going to say that again. A praise goes there, 1,000 nights of praising the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Far more than maybe 1,000, amen, we've done on this prayer line, probably 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 nights, or days rather, of giving God praise. So that's my praise report. Thank God for what he's doing. The Bible says, be ye steadfast, unmovable.
Oh, yeah.
Always abounding, going up, amen, for we know that our labor is not in vain. God bless you. The work of the Lord. We're trying to work for the Lord. And so I heard somebody else trying to give a praise report. I'll allow that. Come on, come on. Amen. You were trying to jump in there too.
Sister Renee.
All right,
yes.
Go ahead. Sister Renee, go ahead. All right, I guess she's
on me.
Good morning. Go ahead.
This is Renee McKnight from Texas, area code 325. I just want to thank God for waking me up this morning. Like the lady said before, you know, you feel discouraged and stuff. And don't let the enemy discourage you. You know, we're a child of God, and he woke us up this morning. We're blessed. We have a roof over our head. We have a car. You know, I just want to thank God for all He's done for me, and I am gonna get that job, and it's gonna be a good job.
There you go.
I just want to thank God for y'all lifting me up in the mornings, because I need this courage. You know, I need faith from y'all. Y'all lift me up, and I love y'all all from the bottom of my heart. And y'all all have a blessed day.
So sweet. Thank you so much. And that's Sister Renee talking like that.
Thank
you. Growing.
Yes.
Oh, you're growing.
God,
amen.
Is
somebody's
good.
Got two phones on in your room. But
mm-hmm.
Listen, Renee, I'm so impressed. I tell you, you're talking about the Lord like that and encouraging
yes.
folks. You just continue
yes.
on. The Lord is using you. Amen.
Yes.
Right down there in San Angelo, I believe.
Yes.
Tell people, when you see people who are down, come on and encourage them. You are an encourager. Okay?
Thank
God
you.
Bless
Thank
you so much.
I love you, Pastor Johnson.
Well, I love you too, Sister Renee. And
Thank
we appreciate you,
you
very, very much. All right? Be encouraged. It's
yes,
going to be
sir.
All right. You know that song I play
yes.
almost every time we meet? I've got a feeling that everything will be all right.
I like
got a feeling
you,
that
I like
you just
you
loose
say,
about that job on earth. You loose. I am going to get that job.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah, you
and it's
going to
be
earth.
A good one. And it's going to be a good one.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I'm going to be a blessing to that company.
Yes, ma'am.
So wow. You
yes.
loosen that on mm-hmm. earth, I believe. See, now you put the word on the spot, and God's not going to let his word fall.
Mm.
Amen.
Yes.
So I believe it. I'm going to join my faith.
I believe
faith.
It. I
Amen.
Believe it.
Can y'all believe that? This is Sister Renee talking.
Amen.
Yes.
Come
on. Hallelujah.
Thank
Somehow
you.
This over on
yes,
her.
Yes.
I love
faith.
Y'all all. Y'all make
Thank
me happy.
You.
Love you too, Sister Renee. God bless you.
God
all
bless
right.
You.
I want to take y'all to the Wisdom Seminar just for about 5 minutes. Some of y'all have heard this scripture. Go to Psalms 121, verse 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Some of y'all perhaps may be a little confused about that. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Somebody said, well, I'm going to lift up mine eyes unto the Lord. It says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. And you're wondering why it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. May I help you with that? And then I'm going to leave it and get the prayer request. Have you ever looked up to the hills? Anybody? You ever seen hills? Anybody? Every time you see hills or mountains, they're up, they're not down. Amen. It's to symbolize that whenever you look up, or whenever you look to the Lord, you're looking up. You're not
mm-hmm.
looking down. You're not looking on the same level. He's high and lifted up. Amen. So we're going to look up toward the hills. That is to help you to look up and to symbolize to you that whenever you look into the Lord, you're looking up. Amen. Because your help is going to come from the Lord, and he's the one who made everything, not only the heavens, the earth and the heavens and the waters and everything else, the fish thereof and the birds in the air. Yeah. So keep looking up, because the Lord is up. Yeah, not down. He's up. And your help will come from the one who sits high, up, and he looks low. We are down. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Look up. Uh-huh. Your focus up, and your help will come from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. God bless you. Anybody else want to say a word on that? The line's open to you. Anybody else? God bless you. All right, let's get our prayer request this morning, and I want to thank God for you. Anybody having a prayer request? We serve a God who's doing miracles on this line. Oh, my God. So many, many, many miracles have come through this prayer line. Cancers. I mean, so many cancers have been healed on this line. And we just ask God, Lord, is there anything too hard for you? Oh, my God. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. I tell you, he's blessed us in so many, many, many ways. We give him the glory. We give him the honor. So if you have a prayer request and you can believe that the Lord is able to do it, let me tell you something. He will do exceeding abundantly above all you ask or even think. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. He's able to bless and to help and give you a miracle. Let me tell you some of the results. Those who are going through bereavement have been strengthened. Carpal tunnel has been healed. Relationships, people who have had strained relationships, they have been mended. Marriages have been restored on this prayer line. Autistic, people who are autistic, they have been really helped and healed. Broken hearts have been healed. Financial blessings have been received. Some who have been in debt have been released, and God wiped it out and made them debt free. God has turned desperate financial situations around. People have been greatly encouraged on this line. Some people who were losing their home or losing their house, God turned it around. Many youth have been inspired, amen, and they have grown immensely, giving their praise reports and praying, learning how to pray, learning how to have patience with God. Clogged valves and arteries in the heart have been healed. Blood clots have been dissolved. Leaky heart valves, heaviness in the chest area, chest pains have been healed. Heart murmurings and irregular heartbeats have been healed. People who were dying regained new life. Pain and swelling in the feet and legs has been healed. The sores on the feet and legs have been healed. Problems moving the legs has been healed. I just thought about how I prayed for this lady and took that blessed oil and dropped one drop on a boil. The boil burst and all that infection ran out. Trouble in the hands has been healed. I just go on and on and on and on. That's just a few things that have been done. God has done. Make sure that we say God, because he did it all. God did it all. Is there anything too hard for God? If you got a prayer request, the prayer line is open to you, no matter what it is. Come on, bring it on. God can do